Are beginning Daf Ches, the very top. We are in the midst of the Ein Bein. Some Ein Beins are much easier than others. Today starts off a bit easy, but it finishes off very, very hard. The Mishnah begins on top Daf Ches, on the very top. Ein Bein Hamodir Arno Mechavero, the Modir Menu Maicha. Eladri Shas Haregel, the Kalim Shein Osim Bem Ocha Nefesh. What's this talking about? There is no difference between a person who's Modir Arno Mechavero. That I say I can't get any hana from you at all, versus a person who says I can't get any hana with regards to food, other things I'm allowed to. So what's the difference between that? So Gemara says the difference is eladri sasa regel, that if I only take a neder of hana, I'm allowed to walk on your property. If I only took a neder of Michael, and I'm allowed to use kalim that are not used for food purposes. Outside of those two examples, everything else is going to be hana for both individuals. So Gemara now is medayik hol inyan kalim she'osin behem ochel nefesh, but with respect to kalim, utensils used for making food, pots and pans and whatnot, zevizah shavin, this equally usher for both of these people who are neder making a neder. Dris has a regel. The Gemara said, the Mishnah said, Dris has a regel that if I take a neder from you, I'm allowed to walk on your property if it's only a neder of ochel nefesh. But if it's a neder that I can't get any hana, now, I'm not allowed to walk on your property. That's considered getting hana by walking on your property. So halo kapti inche. But what do you mean? People don't care. People care if they walk on my property all the time. People go back this way, cut through the yards. No one really cares if they go on their property. So why is that considered hana? And the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Hamani, who authored the Mishnah? It must be none other than Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar Vitor Aser b'moda hana. He holds, if a person's mevater, I'm mevater, I'm letting you do things, it's still going to be aser. In other words, any form of hana, no matter whether a person's makbid or not makbid, it's aser. So granted, I don't care if you walk on my property, but in the end of the day, you are getting hana by walking in my front yard, and therefore it's going to be aser for you to get such hana. New mission begins now. There are many, all these Ein Beins are not exhaustive. We saw many differences. It's not all exhaustive. You know, two that stick out. That's really it. But there are many, many other ones. So then the Gemara says, the new Mishnah tells us, Ein Bein Nedarim B'lin Nedavos. What's the difference if a person makes a nether versus if a person makes a Nedava? It's as follows. Elisha Nedarim Chai B'achar Yuson U'Nedavos Ein Chai B'achar Yuson. A nether, if I take a nether upon myself to bring a carbon or to bring something I'm dedicating, if I don't bring it, I'm responsible. If I set aside an animal as a nether and the animal dies, I need to make sure to bring another animal in its place. That's a nether. I must make sure it gets done. A nedava is not on me. Nedava is if I make this particular animal a nedava. If the animal dies, I don't have to replace it. So nether is on the person's responsibility. The nedava is on the chefts, on the behema Allah. So the Gemara says, Hal le'inin bal ta'acher zevizeh shavin. But with respect to the violation of bal ta'acher, they're both equal. What's Baal Ta'acher? The Baal Ta'acher, the Gemara is just trying to talk about it. If I take upon myself to bring tzedakah, to bring neder nedava, if I wait a certain amount of time and I don't bring it, I violate an isser, the raisa called Baal Ta'acher, lo sa'acher, don't delay bringing it. So there's like a seven-way machlokis in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, what constitutes Baal Ta'acher. Is it the passing of one regal? Is it two regalim? Is it three regalim? Is it three regalim in order? What's the order? So in the end, whatever that shear is, if let's say three regalim pass and I don't bring my nether, I don't bring my nedava, both connect cases, I violate the isser of deraisa of Baal Ta'acher. The Gemara now quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Tanan Hasim, it says in the Mishnah in Maseches Kinim. Maseches Kinim talks about karbanos you bring of two different birds. The different people who are Tameh, in order to become Tower, they have to bring birds. So the Mishnah says, Tanan Hasim, Ezi Nether, what's the definition of a nether? Ha'omer hare alai ola. If I take upon myself an ola, so even though this animal that I set aside for carbon died, I still need to bring a replacement because it's on me until I bring a nether, until I bring an ola. And Ezi Nedava, what's a Nedava? Ha'omer hare zu. I say this animal is an ola, and if the animal dies, I don't have to bring a replacement because it's in this chefta, it's not on me as a gavra. So the Gemara says, Mahi Nadar, Ma Bein Nadarim Ledavos, Nadar Mesu, if the nether dies, O Nignavu gets stolen, O Avdu, I lose my Nadarim, Chai Bachriusun, I have a responsibility to replace it. This is exactly what we said here in this Mishnah. Nadavos, Mesu, if the Nedava dies, O Nignava, or it's stolen, O Avdu, or it gets lost, Eno, Chai Bachriusun, I'm not responsible to repay back the lost or stolen Nedava. So, Menachem Mila, how do I know this is the difference? The Tanur Bar and the Baraisa tells us. It says in the pasuk when it comes to a carbon ola, v'nir talo lichaper alav, that it's going to appease Hashem to provide a kapara for the person bringing the carbon. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, es she'olav chai b'achar yuso, v'she'eino alav eino chai b'achar yuso. Meaning, nir talo lichaper alav. If it's alav, if it's on me, if I said neder, haray alai, then I need to ensure it gets taken care of. There's a responsibility to replace every animal until I bring a carbon alai. It's on me. But if it's not a love, it's not a lie, it's simply a nedava, it's harezu on that carbon that I'm not responsible. So my mashma, what's the implication? How is that inferred in the pasuk? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Kevan Damar Alai, want to say hare alai, the nether is on me, kiman diton akasve dami. It's as if I'm carrying the responsibility on my shoulders, and until I fulfill that obligation, I still have an outstanding chiv. New Mishnah tells us now, as we're getting a little bit harder, Ein bein zav haroash te ri'os l'roash shalosh elokarbon. So if an individual, if a man sees a zava, some emission that he shouldn't be seeing, he wasn't expected, some illness could cause this, so if he sees it two times, he becomes tamei 7 days, but doesn't have to bring a karbon. And if he sees it three times, he has to, not only is he tamei 7 days, but he also has to bring a karbon. So that's the only difference between seeing it twice or three times, is whether he has to bring a karbon or not. So halin in mishkav u'moshav u'sfias shiva zevis zeshavim. With respect to lachas of tumah, that if, let's say, a person who's a zav sits on two rios, or saw three rios, if he sits on a whole pile of mattresses, all of them are going to be tomei, even the one in the bottom that he's not touching. And also with respect to sfias shiva, having to count seven shiva nikim, they are also both equal, that they need to count shiva nikim. So nah hanimile, how do I know this is the case? The Tanur Ban and the Brisa tells us, Rabbi Simai Omer, he taught us, Mana Kasav Shtayim, the Torah tells us if a person sees twice, and Karu Tameh, and yet it still calls it Tameh. But the Torah also says, Shalosh, it gives an example of a Zav who saw three times, and it's also Kari Tameh. So whether you see two or three times, both cases, the Pasuk calls you Tameh, so what's the difference? So it must be the difference is, HaKetzad, Shtayim is Latuma. When a person, a Zav, sees it two times, he's Tameh 7 days, and if he sees it three times, it must be Shalosh, Lekarbon, he has to also bring a carbon on top of that as part of the Tahara process. So Gemara says, how do you know that's the diak that should be made? Yes, the Torah separates between seeing twice versus seeing three times, but who says the chilek should be as we just said? Amar, let's suggest, shtayim latuma, v'lo lekarbon. Let's say if a man sees ziva two times, he's tamei 7 days, but he doesn't have to bring a carbon. And let's suggest if he sees shalosh, if he sees three times, he should have to bring lekarbon, v'lo latuma, and he's no longer tamei anymore. Now that obviously doesn't make any sense, that if he sees two times, he's tamei, and then if he sees three times, he's tahor. That's very backwards. The Gemara challenges that very quickly. Amras. Ad shelo ra shalosh, ra shayim. Before he saw three, he first, of course, has to see two times first. And once you see two times, you're already tamei. So vada, after seeing three times, you are still tamei. So the Gemara makes another suggestion. The Amar, let's say, shtayim lekarba. If a man sees ziva twice, he brings a carbon. V'lo l'tumah, he's not tamei just yet. He brings a carbon, but no tumah. But if he sees shalosh, if he sees three times, we could suggest af l'tumah. Maybe after seeing three times, he should be even Tomei at that point. So Gemara says, can't be true, lo sakadatok. No one would ever suggest after seeing twice he brings a carbon and not being Tomei. The sign of the Brisa tells us based on the pasuk, it says, v'chiper alava karin lefnei Hashem mizovo. And the coins mechaper him from his ziva, from his zov status. So what do you mean? Mizovo is from zov. Only some zavos or zavim bring carbonos. Miktas zavim mevian carbon, or miktas zavim ein mevian carbon. Only some zavim bring, but not all zavim bring. So how do you distinguish? Haketzad, it must be ra shalosh mevi shaim eino mevi. Meaning we were suggesting before, maybe even after seeing two times when a person's a zava, already then he should be bringing a carbon. So the Gemara says it can't be because the Torah tells us only some zavim bring. So the only chilek possible is if a person sees once, he's just a bal keri, he's not a zav yet. So the first time a person is a zav when he sees twice. So now he's a zav, has to be he can't bring a carbon yet because only some zavim bring, not all. So shtayim rios, there is no carbon, but after seeing three times, then a zav does have to bring a carbon. So Gemara now says, oh, eino ela, maybe we should say it differently. Rashtayim, maybe if he brings, if he sees twice, he should bring a carbon. Rashalosh eino maybe, but maybe if he sees a third time, he should maybe then be exempt from being a carbon. Of course, it doesn't make much sense. Amrit, ad shelo rashalosh rashtayim. Before he sees three times, he already saw two times. So if so, that can't be that if he's chayv to bring a carbon after seeing two times, but if he sees a third time, he's now all of a sudden putter from bringing a carbon, and therefore that doesn't make sense. And the halach is when a zav sees two times, he's chayv, he's tameh, but no carbon. After seeing three times, he's chayv also in a carbon. And the Gemara says v'itzrich the Rabbi Simai v'itzrich mizavo. We have two different drashas proving the same point. One was Rabbi Simai. Rabbi Simai was saying the pasuk counted twice and called them tameh, and counted three times and called them tameh. The other drasha was the word mizavo. Only some zavin bring a carbon, not all zavin bring a carbon. So why do you need both these drashas to tell us this chilik between two and three? And the Gemara explains because as follows: the imi the Rabbi Simai, have we only had Rabbi Simai, which was the one counting two is tameh and three is tameh. Havi Amina and Kikushan, I would have thought, like our question that we had had, maybe we should split up the Karbanos and Tameh different ways. That maybe we said, after two times, we said he should bring a Karban. After three times, he should also be Tameh. So Kamash Mulam Mizavo, that no, after two times he's Tameh, after three times he brings a Karban. Now, if we only had Mizavo, which taught us some Zavin bring Karbanos, not all Zavin bring Karbanos, Lo Yadana Kamara Rios, we wouldn't know where to draw the line. We could have suggested maybe a Zav who sees five times doesn't yet bring a carbon. It's not until the sixth time does he bring a carbon. Therefore, Kamash Malan, the Rebbe Simai, that the split is between two times and three times, and that split is based on whether bring a carbon or not bring a carbon. So you need both Joshua's working in tandem. So now the Gemara says, V'hashtu d'amris, now that we've established Mizavo l'joshua, there's a joshua to be learned from the word Mizavo, that only some Zavin bring Karbanos, not all Zavin. So then the Gemara says, V'chiyitar ha-Zav Mizavo, when the Zav becomes Tahor from his Zav status. What do you mean Mizavo? Only some of it? My joshua is Bay. What do you learn from Mizavo? Only some Zavin become Tahor? All Zavin become Tahor, as long as they follow the process of Seder Tahara. So the Gemara says, no, Hahu mi barle lichdetan, it's needed for the following pasuk, v'chiyitar hazav lichshe yifsok. We learn when he becomes tahor, when he stops seeing the rios. Where the word from mizavo means mizavo v'lo mizavo v'nago, those two together. Meaning what happens if a zav is also a mitzora? Mitzora, a guy who sees tzaras, is a different type of tumah. So the man is now, he's a zav, and there's tzaras on his body, so maybe he can't become tahor from his zav status until he's also tahor from his tzaras status. And there are different halachas of tumah. And the Gemara says, no, even though the guy might be a tzaras, if he's already tahor from his zav status, he's tahor lagabe zav, even though he's not entirely tumah, rather, he's not entirely tahor, because he's still a mitzora, he is able to be mitahor his zovo status, even though it's still going to be a tzaras. Then the Gemara says, Mizavo visafar, what do we learn from that pasuk that his ziv status, and he counts? Limeid teaches us that alzov bal shte rios. If a man sees a ziva two times, shetaon sviras shiva, he needs to count shiva nikim, seven clean days of not seeing any emissions. Valo dinu, is this not a kal v'chomer? In mitame mishkav v'moshav, if we have, it's a clear pasuk, that azov, after seeing two times only, he's metame a bed and tens of mattresses he's on, he's metame moshav, he's metame chairs, so lo yeh ton sviya shiva, so certainly he should have to count shiva nekim as well, if he has such a strong, potent level of tumah. Why would you think he's metame mishkav v'moshav, but he wouldn't require shiva nekim, that you need a pasuk to teach me that? Gemara says, not such a problem, because shemeres yom keneged yom tochiyach. A person, let's say, he sees a woman, sees a dam when she's not supposed to be seeing. So the lach is, she's called the shomeres yom keneged yom. She sees dam one day, so the next day she has to watch out, she has to be shomeres to make sure she doesn't see dam a second time. But she doesn't need shiva nekim. It's one day per dam that she sees. But yet still, even though she doesn't count shiva nekim, it's still true that she's metame mishkav v'moshav ve'eino tuuna svir shiva. So we do have a precedent where there is a tuma mishkav v'moshav, but there's no need for shiva nekim. So af ata al titama, you two shouldn't be in such a wonderment. Alze, The Afa Pish and Metame Mishkav Moshev, even though the Zov, the Baal Shte Rios, is Metame Mishkav Moshev, Lo Yitan Svir Shiva. It's very plausible that he doesn't require Shiva Nakiyim. And for that reason, Tam Alomar, Mizavo Vesafar, Miksas Zovo Vesafar, Lim. So only some Zovim require Shiva Nakiyim, not all of them. Which ones do? Limeid Al Zov Baal Shte Rios. If a person saw once, he doesn't require Shiva Nakiyim. But if he's a Baal Shei Rios and beyond, if he saw twice, if not more, then he's Taon Sviras Shiva. That's learned from the Pasuk Mizavo Visafar. Amar Le'i Rapapa. Rapapa now says the first wide line on Ches Amin Beis. Amar Le'i Rapapa Labaye. Maishna Hai Mizavo Demarbi Bezav Baal Shei Rios. What's the difference between this word Mizavo? The word Mizavo earlier we said is coming to include that the Sviras Shiva. That the Baal Shei Rios, the one who sees only twice, has to count Shiva Nakiyim as well. Umayshna Hai Mizavo, the other Mizavo we had, that the Mimayit by Zav Baal Shei Rios. I mean, we had two different drushes. That we said, some people have to count Shiva Nakiyim, some Zavin, and some Zavin have to bring Karbanos, not all. So one Mizavo was including the Baal Shei Rios, and one Mizavo was excluding the Baal Shei Rios. The Mizavo by the Shiva Nakiyim was including a Zav Baal Shtei Rios that he has to count, and the Mizavo by Karbon was excluding the Baal Shtei Rios that he doesn't bring a Karbon. So shouldn't there be some level of consistency how the word Mizavo is darshan? Either both cases will exclude, or both cases will include. But to have one include for Shiva Nakiyim and one exclude for Karbonos, that seems to contradict each other. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Isakadaita Chai Lemutehu. If you would have thought that this is coming to exclude, the word Mizavo is coming to exclude, Lemute Hudas is coming to exclude, Lishto Kramina, don't say the word Mizavo at all, and I would have assumed that Shiva Nakiyim would have only applied to the Baal Shlosh Rios, just like he's the only one to bring a carbon. The fact that it said Mizavo unnecessarily must be, it's not coming to exclude, it's coming to do the opposite of what you would have thought. V'chitema, if you're going to suggest, V'chitema Asya Midina, that we would have thought Kal v'chomer mishomeres yom keneged yom tochiach. Sorry, v'chitema midina. If you would have thought that there would have been a svara that maybe the Baal Shei Rios should be counting Shiva Nakiyim, not because even though he can't bring a carbon, but since he's metame mishkav moshav, so we should say he should be counting Shiva Nakiyim. So the Gemara says can't be true. That's not a svara because shomeres yom keneged yom tochiach. That even though it's metame mishkav moshav, there is no Shiva Nakiyim. So that means the default would have been understood that a Baal Shei Rios doesn't count Shiva Nakiyim. So why does the word mizavo used in the pasuk unnecessarily? It must be coming to teach me to include a Baal Shei Rios to Shiva Nakiyim. And the Gemara says further now, V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, hi, mi barley, maybe the word mizavo is telling me, mi barley, mizavo, v'lo minigo, that all he has to do is become tar from his ziva status, not from his sarah status, and that's not available to make a joshua mizavo, v'safar also, imkein lichtov kura, the pasuk should have said, v'chitar hazav, and lishok mizavo, not use the word mizavo at all. Lumli, why is it telling me the word mizavo? Li meid alzav, v'al sheirios, Shaton Sviras Shiva, to make a drasha to include a Zav Baal Shei Rios that he does have to count Shiva Nakiyim. I told you this is not easy at all. Hope you guys followed a little bit of that. It was a little challenging. Okay. Now, it doesn't get much easier this next Mishnah. The following Mishnah on the bottom, that's already easy. But this Mishnah is not much easier. It's easier, but still, it's a foreign concept. The new Mishnah tells us, Ein Bein Mitzora Muskar L'mitzora Mukhlat. There is no difference between a Mitzora Muskar. What's a Muskar? Muskar is one who's kind of closed off, but he's in limbo. We don't know his status yet. So sometimes a person will have a tzaras, and the Kohen's not sure if he's really tamei or not. He says, come back to me in a week. And if things have gotten better, or even stayed the same, you're tahor. If things have gotten worse, then you go up a level to what's called a Mitzora Mukhlat, which is decisive. He's vadai Mitzora. So Mitzora Mukhlat is more severe than a Mitzora Muskar. So the Misha says, Ein Bein Mitzora Muskar, which is again a Mitzora in limbo, versus a Mitzora Mukhlat, Ela Priya Uprima. What's Priya? Prima. So Priya is exposing their head, removing any head coverings, and Prima is tearing the clothing. So Mitzor Mukhlat needs to expose his hair and tear his clothing, but a Mitzor Muskar is pater from both of those. Those are the only two differences. The Mishnah now says, Ein Bein Tahor Mitoch Hasker, the Tar Mitoch Hechleit, Ela Taglachas, Vitziporim. So now when both parties, both Mitzor Muskar and Mitzar Muchlat need to become Tahor now. They're both Tame. The question is the severity of the Tumah, but when they become Tahor, there's also a difference in how they become Tahor. A one who's Tahor from Muchlat has to shave his hair, Taglachas, and he needs to bring a carbon at Tziporim, a bird. But a Mitzar Muskar does not have to shave his head, nor does he have to bring a carbon of Tziporim. So these are the differences between Mitzar Muchlat and Mitzar Muskar. So Gemara now tells us, Ha, Linen Shiluach Vatuma, Zevezeh Shavin. But with respect to setting the Mitzar, we know the Mitzar is sent out of the camp. He's sent outside the Machne, so both the Mitzar Muskar and the Mitzar Muchlat are both going to be sent out, and they're also going to be equal in terms of Tuma, that the level of Tuma, the severity of the Tuma of both the Muchlat and the Muskar are going to be equal. So Menachem Emile, how do we know that these are the source of all this? So Gemara says, Detani Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Kamei de Rav Huna, V'tihara Kohen Misapachas, he, that the Kohen is Metarim, he says the Sapachas, another word for Tzaras, has been purified, V'chives Begadav V'tahir, and he cleaned his clothing, and he's Tahor. So we mean Tahor. He Tahor sounds like he was always Tahor. He remains Tahor. So Gemara says, Tahor, Mipriya uprima de meikara. The extra word v'tahir at the end of the pasuk implies that he was always v'tahir, means in the past tense. V'tahir means he was already pure. He already was tahir. What did he was tahir? He's a mitzora. So the drash is he was tahir with respect to priya uprima. That the mitzora muskar doesn't have to tear his clothing, nor does he have to expose his hair. He's tahir regarding those two halachos. So Amar Lei Rava, Rava says, El Miat, if that's the case, you're going to draw Darshan every time it says V'tahir, in the past, that he was pure Meikara. So we have a question here. El Miat Gavei Zav, a Zav, we just spoke about a Zav, a man who sees his emissions. Zichsev, it says, V'chibes V'gadav, he washed his clothing V'tahir, and he was pure from beforehand. What was he pure from beforehand? What does that mean? V'tahir Meikara? Ika? What type of Tahara existed by the Zav Meikara that says V'tahir? So Ella Tarahashta, Milatame klicheres beheset afagav the hader chaze lo metame l'mafreya. So you know what the drasha is? That he's tahor now. Moving forward, a zav is tahor, and if he touches klicheres, he's tahor now. And let's say the next day becomes tame. We don't say retroactively that which he touched on Sunday is now no going to be tame. No, moving forward, he's tahor until he becomes tame a second time. So just like that's the case, we don't go l'mafreya with regards to tumah. By the case of Zav. So here as well, says the Gemara, Hachanami Tahor Hasha Milatame Bibil Mafreya. So too, when the Mitzora, he's Tahor, when he walks into a house, he's Tahor. Normally a Mitzora who walks in, he's Metame the house and everything that's in there. But once a Kohen said he's Tahor, he's allowed to walk freely into houses and he's going to be Tahor. Let's say they find that afterwards he's now a Tzaras. They found that a new white spot developed. We don't say retroactively when he walked in the house he was Tzaras as well. No, the Tar means he's Tahor moving forward until there's another reason to make him Tame. Nothing at all to do with the Isser Priya Uprima. So the Gemara then says, Ella Amar Rava, Rava Tazi, I know. You know how I know? That he's Pater from Priya Uprima, a different Joshua. Halfway down the Amar, Ella Amar Rava Miyahacha. From the following pasuk it says, Vatzarua Asher bo hanega, the tarua who has on him a nega, he's the individual, that subject. The pasuk goes on to say that begadav yufrumim and rosha yib harua. Who gets the prumim? Who gets priya prima? Only those that are tarua asher bo hanega. What does asher bo hanega mean? Says the Gemara to Darshan, Misha tsaras atulya begufo, a person whose tsaras is dependent on his body, whether the white spot disappears or not. Yotazek, excluding a Mitzora muskar she'ein terasa tuli begufo el biyamim. A mitzora muskar has to wait 7 days until he's tahor now. So his tahara doesn't depend on the white images on his skin. It depends on the time. And therefore, since it's not bo, it's not dependent on him and his skin, he's exempt from the halacha of prima ufria. Gemara says, Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says, if that's the case, whenever you see the word bo, it means only a mitzora muchlat. It excludes the Mitzor Muskar. So it says the Gemara, Amar Le Abaye El Miatev, that's the case. Kol Yimei Asher Negaba Yitma. Any person who has the Negaba on him, he becomes Tame. So why are we going to make the same drasha? Misha Tarasa Tulia Begufo, who did Talon Shaliwach? Only the guy who has Taras on his body, that the Mukhla, that depends on whether it disappears or not, only he is subject to the Lach of Shiluach, of being sent outside the Machaneh. But v'she'ein teras atliya begufa, a person whose teras is not dependent on his body, and in other words, is dependent on yomim, in other words, a mitzara muskar, then ein tan shaluach, he doesn't require being sent out. And v'chiteima hachanami, if you're going to tell me yes, that chilek is correct, can't be. Because Hakatani, our very mission here tells us that ein bei mitzara muskar le mitzara muchlat ela priya prima. The only difference as we know is priya prima, but halin and shiluach, they're equal, ulatmeya bebiya, zeve zeshavan. They're regarding shiluach and regarding tuma, they're equal. So why? How come they're equal? How come mitzara muskar is subject to shiluach if the pasuk by shiluach used the word v'nagabo, implying only a muchlat? So Gemara says you're right. Amalei, yimei, kol yimei, the word kol is extra, l'rabes, l'rabos, mitzara muskar l'shiluach. Really, the word bo does exclude a mitzara muskar. But by shiluach, there's an extra word, namely kol, which includes a mitzara muskar to the halachas of shiluach. Ihachi, that's the case. Once you're including the mitzara muskar to the halachas of being sent out of shiluach, hachan ihachi, taglachas v'tzipor, my time alone. So how come we say it's not subject to shaving, it's not subject to bringing the karbonos dikatani, ein bein tarun mutochas kehesker, la tarun mutoch heklet, el taglachas v'tzipor. So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Amar Abai, Abai says, Amar Kor, the Pasuk tells us, V'yatza Korin al Mechutz l'machna, the Korin goes outside the machna, V'nei nir par nega teras, and behold, it's pure, the teras got better. So we see from here, Misa teras atzliya b'refua, Yata zesh ein teras atzliya b'refua el b'yam. So finally, the end of the day, we see this is very clear. The halachas that are describing here, this is going on pure prima, I think, right? Second here. Yeah, this goes on to say, this is referring to the halachas of karbanos, so bringing the birds and bringing the shaving your hair. This is only talking about a person who needs a refuah, which is namely a mitzora muchlat. Only he requires the karbanos, siparim, he requires the halachas of taglachas. But the mitzora muskar is pater from these dinim. Okay, that ends the perhaps one of the hardest stopping in Maseches Megillah.
So now. It's a
muskar,
isn't it?
No, that's what Mishra says.
Wait a week.
See what happens after a week. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, the new Mishra now is a much easier Mishra. You guys can sit back and relax a little bit and enjoy the show. So the Mishra tells us as follows. Ein bein svarim letfilin mezuzos. There is no difference between a Sefer Torah of Tanakh and that of mezuzos and tefillin, ella, with the exception of sheh svarim nichtav mecholashon. You're allowed to read, or write rather, the Sefer Torah in any language you please. Utfilin mezuzos einam nichtavos ella ashuris. But when it comes to tefillin mezuzah, it's only kosher if you write it in la ashuris, which is a lashon hakodesh, says Rashi. Then the Mishnah says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer af b'svarim lo hetiru shiachtu ella yivanis. Even by Sifrei Torah, the only heter of other languages is that of yivanis when it comes to writing in Greek, none other than that. The Gemara says now as medai kal letofran begidim ulatame es yadayim zev zeshavim. But regarding other halachas, namely letofran, which Rashi says letofran means what? That you have to tie them from the halach Moshe Sinai with a different gidin. So those halachas of tying the Sefer Torah together and you the whatever material is used, the kosher animal has to be used, those same halachas of sewing together tefillin mezuzah applies just as well. And so too when it comes to Matami Sadaim, that the Gzer Derbanan, that Sifrei Kodesh, a Kisrei Kodesh of Matami Sadaim, applies equally to the Tefillin Mezuzahs as it does to Sifrei Torah. Okay, we'll stop here. I know we are a little early, but still, the Gemara goes deep into the next daf, so this is a good stopping point. Plus, you guys are, I think, a bit fried from this tough daf, so we can start fresh Mit Hashem tomorrow.
850 is my
Marv's 850? Yes, we have a minute here.
So, a minute here?